From NPR News in Washington, I'm Noor Rahm. People in Cairo are setting up neighborhood watch groups to protect their property against looters as unrest continues in the capital. Despite a nighttime curfew, thousands of demonstrators continue to fill the streets, demanding Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak step down. There are reports three people have been killed by police fire. NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro is in Cairo. She reports health professionals are struggling to treat the injured.
They basically put a makeshift hospital inside a mosque, and the scene there is incredibly chaotic. There are doctors working with people on the bare floors with the absolute bare minimum. One man I saw right in front of me was suffering from a heart attack. They were giving him CPR in order to try and revive him so that he can be taken to the hospital. Others were being stitched up from various wounds. There have been some fatalities, we understand, today as well. I can't confirm that. I didn't see it for myself, but certainly that is what the doctors at this particular makeshift hospital were telling us. You know, on the one hand, outside you see this kind of festive atmosphere. In this particular area, there doesn't seem to be violence, but certainly walking into this makeshift hospital, you see the results of the violence that has erupted in other parts of the city.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia Navarro. The demonstrators are not likely to be placated by President Mubarak's actions today. He picked a new prime minister and vice president. NPR's Susanna George reports.
The appointments come a day after Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak dissolved parliament in an attempt to appease angry protesters calling for an end to his 30-year term as president. Both Omar Suleiman, the new vice president, and Ahmed Shafiq, the new prime minister, are ex-ministers close to the president with strong ties to the military. Suleiman was a cabinet minister and leader of Egypt's National Intelligence Agency, while Shafiq was a minister of civil aviation and a longtime Air Force commander. Susanna George, NPR News, Cairo.
Some of the more intense demonstrations are taking place near the famed Egyptian Museum. Antiquities Chief Zahi Hawa said Cairo citizens protected the museum from would-be looters yesterday.
When I came this morning to the Cairo Museum, I found out that last night few people tried to enter the Cairo Museum. But thanks God, there is some Egyptians, real good Egyptians, tried to stop them.
He said that two looters did manage to get into the museum and destroy two mummies. The Afghan Interior Ministry says a suicide bomber on a motorcycle killed the deputy governor of Kandahar today. According to the report, the attacker ran into a car taking the deputy governor to work in the provincial capital. Three bodyguards were wounded. The Taliban claimed responsibility. The southern province of Kandahar is a stronghold for the Taliban and has been the scene of several attacks in recent weeks. This is NPR News. A man is in custody in Los Angeles suspected of threatening retired Congresswoman Diane Watson. Officials say he was arrested at the office of his parole officer yesterday. They say he won't be released on bail because he's on parole for making terrorist threats. Watson had retired from Congress last year after serving the Los Angeles area for 30 years. A Pennsylvania woman accused of traveling to Europe to support a violent holy war may be preparing to plead guilty. NPR's Kerry Johnson reports on the legal troubles of a woman known as Jihad Jane.
She was born Colleen LaRose, but last year she attracted worldwide attention after investigators said she played into their worst fears. LaRose is a middle-aged woman from suburban America, with blonde hair and green eyes. She allegedly tried to recruit other people who could travel around the world for terrorist plots without attracting law enforcement attention. Jihad Jane was one of her many nicknames on jihadi websites. LaRose is scheduled to appear in court in Pennsylvania early next week for a change of plea hearing. Law enforcement sources say that signals a plea deal is in the works. Kerry Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Opera star Dame Margaret Price has died. Price was considered to be one of the leading sopranos in the world. She debuted in Mozart's Marriage of Figaro at the Welsh National Opera in 1962. By the time she retired in 1969, Price had performed in most of the world's great opera houses. British press reports say she died of heart failure. Dame Margaret Price was 69. I'm Noor Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support for